Missouri Net News, I'm Jason Taylor. A St. Louis University student is facing felony charges for allegedly raping a woman on campus last weekend. 19-year-old Colton Bonk faces counts of first-degree rape, domestic assault, and sodomy or attempted sodomy in the first degree. All are felony charges. Missouri House Speaker Todd Richardson is praising his colleagues for what he calls an extraordinary session.
Among our accomplishments this session, we passed comprehensive tort and litigation reform to eliminate frivolous lawsuits and end Missouri's status as a judicial hellhole.
Richardson also praises the legislature's passage of Right to Work in January and a bill establishing expert witness standards. House Minority Leader Gail McCann-Beatty criticized the GOP majority in both chambers, saying they passed bills benefiting the powerful. In a divided 4-3 decision, the Missouri Supreme Court upheld portions of a lower bench ruling to limit revenues cities can derive from traffic fines. Elisa Nelson reports.
The High Court agreed that a law restricting traffic fines, bond forfeitures, and costs in St. Louis County is unconstitutional. The law had capped revenues from such violations at 12.5% for cities within the county. The High Court opinion calls for the statewide revenue cap of 20%, which was otherwise established in the law, to be applied to St. Louis County as well. Prior to the 2015 law, cities could derive 30% of the revenues from traffic fines. The Supreme Court reversed other portions of the lower court ruling, which will result in portions of the law remaining in place. Among its components, the High Court left alone are requirements that cities in St. Louis County have accredited police departments and provide annual financial reports to the state auditor. A dissenting view of three judges would have left the 12.5% revenue cap in place for St. Louis County cities. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A Southwest Missouri woman who traded food stamps for meth or cash was sentenced yesterday in federal court. 48-year-old Julie Drake of Nevada will serve 9 years with not parole. St. Louis may soon follow other cities in removing Confederate monuments. Reporter Jill Enders has details.
St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson wants the 32-foot-tall monument in Forest Park removed as quickly as possible. City leaders say the mayor is even looking into engineering options for its removal. At this point, there's no timetable for taking down the Confederate monument that has stood in Forest Park since 1914. Reporting in St. Louis, Jill Enders, Missouri Net.
A new jury trial date was set yesterday for former Osage County Sheriff Michael Dixon, who's charged with unlawful use of a weapon. Dixon will have a pretrial hearing in August stemming from the 2016 incident where he's alleged to have pulled a gun and pointed it at another man while intoxicated at a bar. That's news. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.